Talking Montreux Jazz Festival, joined on the line by Mathieu Jaton, CEO of that very festival happening in Montreux, kicking off in just a few weeks, in fact, in July. So how are you doing, Mathieu? Is everything ready?
I'm very fine, thank you. Not everything is ready yet, but we're looking forward to it, of course.
I love chatting with you each year because each year you give us a little nugget of the kind of behind the scenes of what it's like to be running one of these massive festivals with huge acts. And generally each year there's like, I don't know, like some sort of tweaker that you've got to do with a hotel or like someone's stuck in an airport or something. That's when we sort of talk to you about a week before the festival. Now we're still a few weeks out. So I don't know, any anecdotes, any dramas that you'll be dealing with today that we can launch into?
Fortunately, not dramas. But I have to be honest, this is a very specific year because, I mean, all the festival events, they're coming back to what we call kind of normal. But it's really kind of normal because, I mean, everything is totally different right now. Yeah. With the post-COVID situation, with the war, of course. So there is a lot of concern, to be honest, to this, the materials, the deliveries, the costs, etc. And honestly, we don't have many concerns with the traveling artist, but we are expecting to have some surprises depending where the artists are coming from, etc. But now everything is under control right now, but we're looking forward to that very carefully.
Expect the unexpected, as they say. Talk to me a bit about Montreux Jazz Festival, Mathieu. I mean, what makes it so special? Is it the incredible acts that you get? Is it the heart? Is it something to do with the sort of the passion that you have for the music? What makes Montreux Jazz the festival that it is?
This is definitely a mix of everything like that. I mean, the setup of Montreux is quite impressive. The feet in the lake, beautiful view, beautiful mountain. A festival which is also split into indoor and outdoor because you have stage outdoor which are free. 2/3 of the festival are free events and 1/3 into the beautiful hall of the Stravinsky Hall, which is the main hall for 4,000 capacity. Absolutely amazing, acoustically incredible. That makes also more true a difference. Now a big difference is that when you see the lineup of this year, specifically with the Diana Ross, with Bjork, with Nick Cave, AHA, having those immense artists playing in a very small hall, because I mean, 4,000 capacity, this is very special. So the intimacy, the proximity, the authenticity is really the brand values of Montreux. And of course, the hospitality. Claude Knobs, the founder of the festival, was coming from the hotel business. He was a cook. I'm coming from the hotel business. So customer care is something which is key for us and very important. And to give a best experience ever for the artist and also for the audience. That makes Montreux very special.
You do seem to have a lot of artists that return, that want to return, that are very keen to do that. So you must be looking after them very well.
Hopefully, yes. And we're happy to have some friends also coming like every year to Montreux, which is very nice.
You mentioned there some of the huge acts that you have on. Diana Ross, you mentioned, I mean, Bjork. What a great opportunity to see these people. And then you also mentioned that you've got such a huge part of the program that's also free. I guess you will have also seen over the years, people that have started off on the free program that have then got big.
That's exactly the point. I mean, the education and discovery or talent scouting is something which is key in Montreux. We have the Montreux Jazz Artists Foundation since 15 years, which is taking care about helping and accompanying the artists in their future career. So when you are walking around Montreux with the different stages, indoor, outdoor, that are free, you will have the chance to discover a lot of artists that maybe will, in 2 years or 3 years, headlining the Stravinsky. Who knows? We had a lot of friends, I mean, in the lineup in the Stravinsky, for example, if you take Jamie Cullum, Paolo Nutini, Woodkid, all those guys, they started in Montreux. Paolo Nutini played Montreux. He was 18 years old for the first time ever.
Wow.
Jamie Cullum, I remember, he played the press conference in front of the journalists. Nobody knew him at that time. And journalists say, who is that guy jumping on a piano? And like 10 years later, he's the headline of the Stravinsky. So we're very happy to build those relationships with the artists. And for us, you were talking about passion. You were talking about emotion. Music is about that. Music is about passion. Music is about emotion, and not a business like you have a list of shopping that we're presenting. Every single act, we feel deeply an emotion with them. So it's why I'm so proud of this program this summer.
Was Rag and Bone Man also in that little list of people that were playing fairly small, and then they've just there? We play lots of Rag and Bone Man's tracks. It's great.
Yeah.
Again, that's another one that now really common name that we hear all the time. I think I heard him for the first time because he was playing at Montreux Jazz Festival. In fact,
right.
Who are you looking forward to discovering this year? You talk about it being discovery, but I imagine that you have spent a lot of time curating this whole program. So is there anyone that you actually will be seeing for the first time?
Yes, definitely. There are some artists that I'm seeing for the first time, and mainly in the lab, because the lab is really what the music is at its best at that time. And it's very interesting because you remember Kendrick Lamar, Adele, Muse, all those artists that are major artists right now. They started playing at the lab. They were not really known at that time. So if I'm getting through the lab program, so my heart is getting to Tom Rosenthal, for example, which is a beautiful night with a November Ultra in Clairo. Looking forward for Tom Rosenthal. And years, playing for the first time Montreux on the 2nd, also very interesting. And I have a good curve for the last night in the lab, which is Phoebe Bridges, Patrick Watson, and Arlo Parks. So Arlo Parks, that we were expecting to have her last year, but she's coming this year. So very, very happy. And a tremendous night, British night, which is like Celeste and Stormzy. Stormzy, a very big act in UK, and playing the small hall in Montreux. This is something very, very special.
Huge, yeah. And thank you as well for all the tickets that you guys have given. You've given us some tickets for some of those nights that you've just mentioned there as well. So I'm sure that we'll be looking forward to doing a competition for those in the coming weeks leading up to it. So this is the Montreux Jazz Festival kicking off on the 1st of July. Full programme at montreuxjazzfestival.com, and full programme of both the paying events at the Auditorium Stravinsky and the Montreux Jazz Lab, but also the programme of the free events you can find on that same site. It will be revealed very, very shortly at the beginning of June for all of the free events. Mathieu Jeton.
And hurry up.
And hurry up.
The festival is almost there and the tickets are selling quite quick. So
CEO Mathieu Jeton, Montreux Jazz Festival, thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Best
of luck with a great festival again this year.
Thank you very much for having me today.